fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The countdown continues for the Tokyo Olympics, the year's biggest international sporting event. We're now 163 days away to the multi-sports jamboree in Japan. Athletics will be one of the marquee sports at Tokyo 2020. Most of the track and field action will take place at the renovated National Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. The stadium will also be the venue for the opening and closing ceremonies. But because of concerns about the heat in Tokyo, the men's and women's Olympic marathons, as well as the race walking events, have been moved to the cooler climate of Sapporo, Japan. The world's top athletes continue to train for the Tokyo Olympics. The Scottish city of Glasgow is the venue for Saturday's Muller Indoor Grand Prix meet. One of the athletes who will be competing in Glasgow is Sweden's Armand Mondo Duplantis, who broke the world record in the pole vault last weekend in Poland. The 20-year-old Duplantis cleared 6 meters, 17. Jamaican sprint star Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, a two-time Olympic champion, will also compete in Glasgow as she gets ready for the Tokyo Games. Shelly-Ann will run the women's 60 meters dash in Glasgow. Also in that race is Muriel Ahore of Ivory Coast, the reigning world indoor champion at 60 meters. Meanwhile, the Athletics Federation of Nigeria is organizing an all-comers meet in Delta State on Friday. The competition is one of several events used by the Federation to prepare Nigerian athletes for the Tokyo Olympics. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the Federation's technical director, Sunday Adeleye.
The event is coming up in Azora Delta State on the 14th of February, and it's the all-commerce of the athletics, which is organized by the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. And the aim and objective of the competition is towards carrying the athletes and preparing them for the forthcoming Olympic Games, World African Championship, and then the World Under 20.
How many of athletes and officials are expected to take part in the All-Commerce Athletics Championship?
Well, you know, as the beginning of the first competition of the year, it will be very difficult for us to say because, of course, we also have like the Niboga Games that is ongoing now. So some of our athletes are taking part in that event as well. So for the entries we've gotten, at least we've recorded over 200 and something athletes thereabout. But we hope to see more entries.
Aside the Open Athletics Championship, do you have other events planned for Nigerian athletes before the Tokyo Olympic Games?
Well, you agree with me that the time is very short, and of course we have a lot of competitions that we have. Like, for example, we still have the second phase of the competition, and of course the third phase, that is the Athletics Federation of Nigeria track meet. That is 1, 2, 3. And then we also have the plans of doing a training program, training tour in Europe, and to prepare for the events. Of course, most of our athletes are out there. The big athletes are out there in America, in part of Europe, and they are competing. So it's a good one for us that they have competitions out there to take part in preparation for the events.
Are you in regular contact with the athletes who are based abroad vis-a-vis the events you are doing at home?
Yes, of course. You know, as the technical director, I have to be in contact with the athletes. I was even in Germany over last week to attend the series where Toby also competed, Chukwe Buka also competed in Dusseldorf. So I was there to see their performance and then at least show some love and support.
That's Sunday Adeleye, the technical director of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Hi, my name is Sunday Adeleye, the Technical Director, Athletics Federation of Nigeria. I want to say a special shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
The 2008 African Footballer of the Year, Emmanuel Adebayor of Togo, has signed with the Paraguay club Olimpia Asuncion. At 35 years of age, the lanky striker is definitely in the twilight of his career. Adebayor has played the past few years in Turkey. He had his most European success with Arsenal in England. Adebayor has also played in France and for Spanish powerhouse Real Madrid. In Paraguay, Adebayor will be reunited with his former Manchester City teammate, Roque Santa Cruz, who captains Olimpia. Emmanuel Adebayor is Togo's all-time top scorer with 32 goals, and he played for Togo at its only World Cup appearance in 2006. Nigeria's four-time African Women's Footballer of the Year, Asisat Ashola, says she's hungry for more success with Barcelona Femenino after winning her first major trophy in Spanish football. The 25-year-old Ashola scored two goals on Sunday when Barcelona routed Real Sociedad 10-1 to clinch the inaugural Spanish Women's Super Cup. Ashola says her professional priority is to keep doing well and winning. Well, unbeaten Barcelona has been winning in the Primera Division as they seek their first league title in 5 years. Elsewhere in African football, host Cameroon recently confirmed new dates for the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Our Voice of America football fans will remember last year's Nations Cup in Egypt was staged in June and July. But Cameroon says June and July is the rainy season in the country, so the 2021 Nations Cup will revert back to January and February. The change in dates has already frustrated some top European clubs who will be without their first team African players at a crucial stage of the season. For more on the change in AFCON dates, here is Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala, Uganda.
Anthony Bafoe, the Confederation of African Football Deputy General Secretary, read a communique in Yaounde, Cameroon, announcing changes. He said the Cameroon government asked CAF to shift dates because of bad weather during the month of June and July.
After listening to the various arguments and viewpoints, in particular from the Cameroon meteorological authorities and the coaches and players, representatives, the AFCON organizing committee, which received the mandate from the CAF executive committee to take a decision, granted this request.
The months of June and July in Cameroon received heavy rains, which organizers of AFCON believe could negatively affect the tournament. Bafoe says, despite changes of dates, CAF expects a good tournament. Uganda journalist Steve Mayanja says the change of dates will affect both the organization of qualifiers and local tournaments.
That simply means FUFA has to reschedule the local games here in Uganda. Remember, we have CHAN in April.
FUFA stands for Federation of Uganda Football Association. Mayanja also says the changes will have adverse effects for European clubs that feature African players. David Baingana, a Rwandan sports analyst and reporter, agrees.
It jeopardizes a lot of African players, you know, schedules with their clubs. Imagine taking away Mohamed Salah, taking away Sadio Mane, taking away Naby Keita from Liverpool for 7 to 8 games in a season. That's a very huge loss of Mr. Klopp. Imagine this French Championship League with a lot of African players. What will happen?
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp.
The African Cup of Nations. I like the competition. I watched it a lot in the past in my life. Very interesting tournament. Both difficult circumstances a lot of times and players, what they make of it. Sensational players. You see the first time there, but not the last time because they show up in Europe and everywhere. But it's an obvious problem that you play a tournament in the middle of the season. It doesn't help African players. So we will not sell Sadio Mo or Naby now because they have a tournament in January and February. Of course not. But if you have to make a decision about bringing in a player, it's a massive one.
The changes mean that some prominent African players, such as Arsenal's Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Nicolas Pepe, could be away from club duties during this period. Other clubs like Manchester City could also miss out on services of Algerian Riyad Mahrez. Other top players like Kalidou Koulibaly, who plays for Napoli and Senegal, Andre Onana, who plays for Cameroon and Club Ajax, Wahibi Kaziri, who plays for Saint-Etienne and Tunisia, Wilfried Zaha, Alex Iwobi, Victor Wanyama, Sheikh Kouyaté, Jordan Ayew, Daniel Amati, Christian Atsu, and several others would be a big miss for their respective clubs. Sports commentator Peter Otai says he understands CAF's decision, but he says CAF officials should learn to plan ahead of time to avoid such inconveniences.
They're trying to avoid a scenario where a game is washed out because of heavy rain. Flooding, you've seen of recent, we've had a lot of floods because of, I think, the element of increase of temperature and everything. So going forward, I think it's high time that CAF sits down to its guts and realizes early.
Clubs are obliged by FIFA regulations to grant permission to their players to play for their respective countries during international tournaments. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Magume.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
In African athletics, the race that every marathon fan is longing to see is set for April in the British capital. Eliud Kipchoge and Kenenisa Bekele will meet April 26th in the London Marathon. So far, the Kenyan world record holder has beaten the multiple Olympic champion from Ethiopia in every one of their four encounters in the marathon. But in an extraordinary last 12 months for the event, the energetic Andy Edwards in London says this race could be wide open.
This has every prospect of being like a heavyweight world title fight, but instead of verbal and physical punches, the dedication and meticulous ability of the Kipchoge and Bekele camps will be put to the test. Just a moment. Another intriguing ingredient to this brew is that both men are managed by the same agency, Global Sports, and its boss, the former Dutch international runner Jos Hermans, has a close relationship with both. Looking at results over the past couple of years suggests that Eliud Kipchoge goes to the start line in London as favourite. He is the world record holder with 2:01.39, the Olympic champion, and the only runner to break 2 hours for the marathon, which he did in Vienna last October, although the Ineos 159 challenge did not conform to official race regulations. Nevertheless, for all the help from teams of pacemakers, the barrier still had to be broken, and Kipchoge did it, even looking fresh at the end. Kenenisa Bekele's career looked on the brink of closure before the Berlin Marathon in late September. He had failed to finish his previous three marathons, and manager Jos Hermans had expressed harsh words for what he called the star's wavering dedication to training, distracted, according to Hermans, by his business interests. Bekele returned to form with vengeance, not only winning but running to within 2 seconds of Kipchoge's world record. That achievement restored his status as a threat to anyone in the marathon. 24 hours after his win, he said his long-term injury problems were behind him and he was ready for the ultimate challenge.
I'm very happy if I run again with Eliud Kipchoge, anywhere, soon or whatever. I'm ready for that.
Bekele and Kipchoge have raced twice before in London, in 2016 and 2018, and Eliud Kipchoge has emerged victorious on both occasions. as if their contest doesn't have enough talking points already. Both men are likely to be wearing the Nike Vaporfly shoes, or whatever will be by then the latest development in that model, and which have stirred up the running world. How much the glut of extraordinary fast times recently is down to the shoes, or to the men and women who wear them, is an ongoing debate. The London Marathon on April 26 could be just round one, with a rematch likely in the Olympic Marathon later in the year, not in Tokyo, but in the somewhat cooler climate of Sapporo in Japan. As Eliud Kipchoge pointed out, after winning the London title last year, championship racing, and the Olympics above all, set a radically different test.
It's a different feeling because no pacemakers, but you can run any time, provided you win. But mentally you should be strong.
Like Muhammad Ali's epic contest with Joe Frazier and George Foreman, Eliud versus Ken Anisa to decide who is the top man is unlikely to be settled by just one bout. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in London.
Thanks, Andy.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, protection, patronage or plunder, a new book examines how colonialism influenced the development of the Ugandan Kingdom of Buganda. On the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In auto racing news, Formula One's Chinese Grand Prix in April has been postponed due to the recent outbreak of coronavirus in the country. Organizers announced the postponement on Wednesday. The race was scheduled for April 19th at the Shanghai International Circuit. The Chinese Grand Prix joins a growing list of international sporting events that have been postponed or canceled due to coronavirus. More than 1,100 people have died in China, and more than 44,000 have been infected since coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan late last year.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
Voice of America.
The National Basketball Association's hottest team is the defending champion, Toronto Raptors. The Raptors will try to extend their club record winning streak to 16 games later Wednesday night when they visit the Brooklyn Nets in New York City. In Houston, Texas, on Tuesday night, the Houston Rockets snapped the 7-game winning streak of the Boston Celtics. The AP's Adam Spillane reports from Houston.
James Harden and Russell Westbrook combined to score 78 points as the Houston Rockets beat the Boston Celtics 116-105. Harden scored 42 points and added 8 rebounds and 7 assists, while Westbrook chipped in 36 points and 10 rebounds. Harden says Westbrook gives the Rockets an added dimension.
His ability to get to the rim and then, you know, kick out to shooters is what helps our team, and vice versa. You know, when they're double teaming and they're sending two guys, and I get off the ball, it allows our drivers and our shooters to be able to see things a lot better. So we just got to continue to keep working at it.
The loss ended Boston's 7-game win streak despite 20 points and 8 rebounds from Gordon Hayward. Jaylen Brown connected on 4 three-pointers and finished with 19 points. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thanks, Adam. Now let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Philadelphia 76ers have proven very tough to beat this season. Philadelphia improved the NBA's best home record to 25 wins and only 2 losses with a victory over the Los Angeles Clippers. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia.
The 76ers got a big fourth quarter effort from guard Josh Richardson to pull away to a 110-103 win over the Clippers. Philadelphia led by 1 when Richardson hit a 3-point basket. That was followed by a layup that pushed the lead to 6. His 3-point play, with 3:37 to go in the game, pushed the lead to 11. Richardson had 21 points. 17 came in the fourth.
In the fourth quarter, I kind of started attacking a little bit more, and I was kind of just reading the defense. Coach put the ball in my hands, and gave me the freedom to read it.
Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid each had 26. Kawhi Leonard had a game-high 30 for Los Angeles.
We played pretty well, but, just in those, possessions where Embiid has deep seals and, his position is just down there too easy. Just got to do a better job of that.
Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more NBA action Tuesday night, the New Orleans Pelicans defeated the visiting Portland Trail Blazers 138-117. 19-year-old Zion Williamson, the first overall pick in the 2019 NBA draft, tallied a season-high 31 points for the Pelicans. Zion also had 9 rebounds and 5 assists for New Orleans, and Zion is definitely starting to feel his oats in the NBA. Definitely a player to watch, 19-year-old Zion Williamson. In more NBA results, the San Antonio Spurs scored a 114-106 road victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. And my favorite NBA team, the Washington Wizards, they were victorious here in the nation's capital, beating the Chicago Bulls 126-114. Bradley Beal had 30 points and 7 assists for the Wizards. Meanwhile, the NBA is getting ready for its annual All-Star break. The All-Star game will be held on Sunday in Chicago. And here are a few fun facts about the annual NBA All-Star game. This year, a record 8 international players from 7 countries will participate in the All-Star game. They are Giannis Antetokounmpo, who represents Greece in international competition, and he represents the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. Luka Doncic from Slovenia. Luka plays for the Dallas Mavericks. Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers and Cameroon. Rudy Gobert of France. Nikola Jokic of Serbia. And the other international players in the All-Star game are Domantas Sabonis from Lithuania, Pascal Siakam from Cameroon, and Ben Simmons from Australia. More and more international players in the NBA All-Star Game. And that wraps up the February 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Nadia Taha. Thanks also to VOA engineer, Zubair. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on The Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays at exactly 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
African Beat is the best. It's number one. We love it.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be up front with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 1730 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
Need a little straight talk? Want to make sense of the world around you? Ask a question. Hear what others have to say? If so, Voice of America has a variety of talk shows for you. Lifestyle, health, politics, youth, sports. We have it all. Tune into our discussion shows on the radio, TV, or the internet. They examine a wide variety of issues and world events not always covered by other media. VOA.
Tune in to VOA programs on your radio and on the internet. We bring you news about Africa and the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News, talk shows, sports, music, everything you want to hear. Available on the radio and the web on The Voice of America. Find the VOA program guide at www.voanews.com and check local listings for stations near you that carry VOA programs.
Hi everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. This weekend, tune in and treat yourself to an hour of amazing pan-African music. Current Afropop, Coupe Décalé, Gospel Crossover, Afrobeats, Bonga Flavor, and neo-traditional tunes will delight and excite you. The chill, classic throwback sounds of Wasalum, Maskandi, and Juju music will relax you and make you smile. That is so beautiful. Oh, say it one more time. And Song of the Week, Shekere, by Yemi Alade and Angelique Kidjo will make you want to get up and dance. It's going to be so much fun. So join me this Sunday and the following Saturday at 1505 and 20500 UTC.
Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you the biggest stories of the day. Our global correspondents report the news objectively and comprehensively, keeping you informed about important world events. International Edition provides analysis from the most seasoned experts around the world to put the day's events into context to better understand what's happening and how it may affect you. Listen to International Edition Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 Universal Time on The Voice of America or your local affiliate. You can also listen to the show on demand by visiting the program page at voanews.com or by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. VOA's International Edition, your go-to source for accurate, comprehensive,